Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Thursday, November the 18th. It's National Princess Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Automotive Department. Celebrating 25 years in Princess, in partnership with Princess Auto, or in Princess with Partnership Auto. That could work too. Oh goodness, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, looking cool and gray for the day. We've already hit our high of 8 degrees. It looks like we will be dry at this point, and the sun will come out to play tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I'm going to let you deal with the math.
See, I love what you did there, because I'm cool and you're gray, and that reminds me it's time for the top five.
Let me just stretch over here to grab that one. Yes, shout out to the top five princesses in the world. Leia, Jasmine, Diana, Cruise Lines, and the P.
Ooh. back to Mellow Yellow. Wait, hold on, no. That was something different.
Told you not to look that up.
I can't unlearn that now.
See? I told you not to look that up.
I know, but it's like, you know, somebody says, hey, don't look over there.
Where?
It's the first thing you do.
But now you can't unlearn it. You
can't unlearn. I can't learn about that. Oh, boy. Okay, back to wholesomeness. Yes, celebrate the princess and everyone today by taking part in National Princess Day. Perhaps you know a princess who shines because of their gift of laughter, making everyone around them smile. Maybe your princess shows their royal nature by her great acts of kindness and heart of gold. Or your princess may be bold and confident, ready to take on every new challenge. Whatever their gifts, there's a princess in each of us, even if you don't know it yet. Now, there are a number of other princesses beyond the top five that Vice Principal Botnick mentioned. There is the Disney princess who spends most of her day on dating apps, Tinderella. They are announcing a new Italian princess, mozzarella.
Wow.
And to really expand their portfolio, they're going to introduce a fish that is a princess called salmonella.
It's bad when you get a wow from them.
And lastly, there's a movie about a Spanish princess who lives in the future called Mañana.
Futurella?
Nutrella or Nutella?
Futurama.
Futurama? Futurama? All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamique. Tamique, what are we listening to today? I was going with Candle in the Wind.
You know, as you were talking, like, that's probably what you're going, but it's such a sad song. True. I try to not do too many sad songs, but that is a good one.
Sad songs, they say so much.
They look at
on that, fire.
But that is a good one. Elton John and his homage to Princess. I remember when Princess Di passed away, man. My aunt was like inconsolable. I was actually in Florida on my way to Disney World when she passed away. So I remember that. Maybe that's why, because of all these connections, but... Yeah. Yeah, but I was thinking about the Disney princesses. I was thinking about Ariel. The song Part of Your World is a very interesting song because, as we know, she was a little mermaid and she wanted to be in the world of the people. And I'm thinking, if Ariel existed in 2021, she might just stay in the water. In the world of the people is, you know, a little bit more challenging. But I actually like, she talks about, I want to be where the people are. We know this one, right? I want to see them dancing, walking around those, what you call them, old feet, right? You know, the world outside. And I'm at the point to where I also would like to be where the people are. I really would love to get back to going to concerts and just doing things. So we're getting to the end of 2020. One going into 2022, and we know this pandemic is still moving on, but hopefully we're able to see the light of the end of the tunnel. So think of that when you're listening to Part of This World today, and hopefully we can all be part of our own world soon, the way, not exactly the way it used to be, but as close as we possibly can. So I too want to see where the people are. So today, Part of Your World is my choice. But yes, go ahead and listen to Candle in the Wind as well. It's a really good song.
Right on. And thanks for the year check. I keep forgetting what year it actually is. And I think the 2021.
Pause. I was like 2021.
Oh, mercy. And Little Mermaid, wasn't she like 5'7 or 5'8? Like, that's not really little.
A little.
Thank you.
Call it into me.
Well, hey, they say that in two, we might be able to hang out together here soon. So, you know, I don't know if they meant weeks or months, but two is commonly thrown out there. Let us get to Ventures with Venturo. Venturo, great book yesterday. Read it last night. Fascinating. It was awesome. I'm ready for the next one now. But what have you got for us today?
It's Thursday, so as usual, I have some tech for you guys. But before I jump into that, how many Disney princesses can you guys name?
You mean beyond Nutella, Futurella?
Snow White, Cinderella, Ariel, Jasmine. We have two from Frozen.
Mulan.
Yeah.
Princess and the Frog. What's her name? Tiana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, how many did we just name? Seven.
I don't know. Yep. I have a pen in my hand, but I didn't really write anything down.
You guys left off Pocahontas.
Oh, ooh, and Mulan too. We didn't say Mulan.
Yeah, Jake said Mulan and Bella.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
All right. So, yeah, enough of that. And why do I know some of that? I have two girls, guys. So that's forgive me. but today, I wanna highlight the princesses in the trades, right? And there's a particular website that you should check out. When we talk about the princesses in the trades, we're talking about, because a lot of the skilled trades, they're dominated by men, right? So, yes, it's rare to see women in some of the trades some of the times. But check out this website. It's called actua.ca, and it's a national girls program, right? And it has been running for over 20 years, and it inspires girls and young women to fulfill their critical roles as leaders in STEM, right? They get a lot of hands-on learning, and they're encouraged to dive into fields such as engineering and computer science, where women continue to be vastly underrepresented, right? So go check out that site. It's Actua, it's actua.ca. All right, so if you have little girls thinking about the trades, this is a good place for them to get started. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Looking at it now, it's interesting.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, what a great thing to include in our show notes.
And you figured out.
I know where to do it in the YouTube, but I can't figure it in Castos yet. But I'll get there. And a great follow up for Steam Day that we had a couple of weeks ago. So excellent. Love that you mentioned Belle as one of the princesses, because you know her ability to see beauty in the beast was very villainthropic.
Oh, God.
Well, it is Thursday. It's time for Thursday's Thought.
You know, we often look to princesses and athletes for wisdom and inspiration. But I'm not sure what to make of this quote from Cinderella. She says, "If you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true." I don't know about you, but that's pretty rich advice coming from someone who was so bad at soccer that she always ran away from the ball and had a pumpkin for a coach. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Poor Mark. Mark can name all the Disney princesses too.
No kidding. Oh well, well done, sir. And hey, everybody, we made it to another day. So thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.